This is the Sunshine Economy. Grow the agriculture industry in South Florida. I'm Tom Hudson. Even though the tomato is scientifically a fruit, legally in the United States, it is considered a vegetable, thanks to an 1893 Supreme Court case. Now, that case was over import tariffs on vegetables. So the High Court decided that the tomato, in the U.S. at least, legally speaking, is a vegetable. So fast forward 120 years, and there are still fights over the red fruit, scientifically speaking. Thanks to that Supreme Court legal definition in Florida, among vegetable crops, the tomato is king, and it certainly is king in South Florida. Sunshine State growers have been fighting against imported Mexican tomatoes for more than a decade, claiming the Mexican tomato is sold below cost, hurts the profits of Florida's agriculture industry. Joining us now is Martin Lay, president of Fresh Evolution Produce and a spokesman for Mexico tomato growers. He joins us from Nogales, Arizona. Martin, welcome to the Sunshine Economy here on WLRN. How important is the U.S. market to Mexican tomato farmers?
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me to your show. The Mexico industry has evolved over the years to really take and grow beyond its own needs, and it has focused into the North American market, both in the U.S. and in Canada. So as a result, those markets are extremely important, and we have continued to stay focused at servicing the consumers in those three countries.
Right now, are the amount of tomatoes sent to the U.S. and Canada greater from Mexico than the amount of tomatoes that are sold and grown in Mexico?
It depends on the time of the year. In the winter time, yes, because a lot of the production and a lot of the needs are in the U.S. much greater than what the U.S. can supply or produce. And Canada is also in light production. So Mexico exports a significant portion of its production in the winter time. In the summertime, that percentage changes, right, in Mexico. Volume reduces quite a bit.
And the wintertime is really when the South Florida grower is impacted, because that is our tomato growing season here in South Florida as well. This fight has been going on over the price of Mexican tomatoes in the U.S. since 1996. Are Mexican growers dumping cheap tomatoes on the U.S. market, Martin?
No, there has been some claims, and there has been an investigation that started in 1996. The Department of Commerce went ahead and did some preliminary calculations, and on the preliminary numbers, they determined that there was a margin of 17.6. That number still needs to go and be verified and be confirmed or proven. We didn't get into that phase of the investigation because we opted to enter into a suspension agreement with the Department of Commerce.
So the U.S. government back in 1996 decided that Mexican growers were selling tomatoes at 17% below the cost of production, but that investigation into that difference was suspended because the government decided to agree to allow your Mexican growers to sell tomatoes at a certain price. Currently, that price is 31 cents per pound.
Correct, and that price went up from 21.69 cents a pound was previously, and both the U.S. government and Mexico agreed that it was a better alternative to go forward with that, because it gave it was a better solution for everybody as a whole. As you know, the U.S. government has to keep an eye and have to be thinking about its industries as well as its citizens.
Right.
So overall, it's a great solution.
And I want to ask you about resolving this trade war over the tomato that's been ongoing now since 1996 in a moment. 31 cents per pound, that floor number, that's the minimum charge that your growers in Mexico can sell their tomatoes wholesale into the United States. What's their cost of production? Do you know?
The cost of production in Mexico varies because you have a very wide type of production. You have from open field production, you have very high sophisticated levels of production. Also, you have to keep in mind that in Mexico, there is many, many types of tomatoes that are grown in there. It's not just one type,
sure,
two types of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Usually in the United States, you see a very limited assortment of tomatoes. So when you go into a dumping investigation, the dumping investigation tries to give a brush stroke to the entire industry So in Mexico, is very diverse and very wide.
Well, Martin Lay is with us, who is a spokesman for the Mexico tomato growers. Martin, you're absolutely right. Lots of varieties out there, lots of different costs of production for individual growers and farms in Mexico. But the Commerce Department agreement that was signed most recently back in March has just four designations for Mexican tomatoes, and the so-called open field tomato is 31 cents per pound. So I guess the question is, for your industry, do you know what the average cost of production in Mexico for an open field tomato is?
Again, it's hard to give you just one number because you have not only different methods of production, but growing areas that are very, very diverse between different countries, different areas of Mexico. We have the privilege of having great weather conditions in different times of the year, so we can produce year-round into different types of tomatoes.
Sure.
In a very cost-effective way. So what I can tell you is that the prices that we are selling, and for us, and I think that is very important, we have been talking and dedicating a lot of time to talk about cost, but I think that when you look at the way that you can grow a business and the way that you can have success going forward into a business that you have to maintain is by looking for ways to be able to produce what the consumer wants and what is going to be able to give you a better return for the product. So we have, and you were talking earlier about NAFTA and the impact. I think since NAFTA was created, it really has been a trigger to transform the industry because it has allowed Mexico to apply technology, to apply equipment, and to put it to work at giving better results in terms of efficiencies and in terms of the type of tomatoes that we can grow.
We're talking here about
what has happened is that we have actually completely transformed our industry, where we are providing tomatoes to the U.S. market, to the Canadian market, to the Mexican market that were not offered before.
Sure.
High flavor, very different appearances, different colors, and the consumers are responding very well. Over the years, we have had significant increase at the prices that we are obtaining for tomatoes grown in Mexico than what we were obtaining back in the beginning of the implementation of NAFTA.
Martin, just in our final moments here on the Sunshine Economy, couldn't you anticipate a permanent resolution to end this trade war once and for all in the years ahead, or will it continue with this every few years setting a minimum price?
We really hope that we can come into resolution. We have found that over the last 16 years, and I'll recall to that this dispute, and you were saying earlier in the show that legally is a vegetable, but it's truly fruit. I think we are getting used to into this concept of legally Mexico is accused of dumping, but it's not really. And the consumer is responding very well to what we're offering to them. The buyers, the retailers are coming here, and I want to mention one very important component here. A lot of times people think about Mexico as a import and as somebody that is coming here and causing some trouble in the U.S. market. But it's very important that about 70 cents out of every dollar that is spent in the U.S. on Mexican tomatoes go to businesses and workers in the U.S.
That's considering the retail price versus the cost of production. Martin, we have to leave it there. Martin Lay, along with us, president of Fresh Evolution Produce, spokesman for Mexico tomato growers, with us here on the Sunshine Economy.